This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, April 17. He has risen. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 24. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly, two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. Mark's account of the resurrection left us unsure about Jesus on the loose. Luke agrees that the world can't control Jesus, and then Luke goes even further. Luke makes clear that Jesus is the one in control. "Remember how he told you," the angels say. But Luke doesn't focus on how unsettling it is to follow someone who will radically change our life. Rather, Luke aims to inspire awe in us for Jesus. Even though the odds seemed stacked against him, it turns out that everyone has played right into Jesus' plan. The resurrection of Jesus is the most awe-inspiring event in the history of the world. It's not just that Jesus came back from the dead. Elisha had raised a dead boy to life, and Jesus himself had raised several people. The unique thing about Jesus' resurrection is that it is permanent. Jesus is still alive. Jesus overcame death forever. Because of Jesus, death no longer has the finality it once had. Jesus demonstrated his power over death so that we can have real hope that he will conquer our death as well. Like Jesus, many of his followers will die. But because of Jesus, all who follow him will one day be raised back to life. Pray with me. Dear Jesus, we praise you for taking control of this world. The world can be cruel sometimes, and life is fragile. But you are in control of our life, Lord, and you have defeated death. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.